When it comes to the Olympics, it seems as if there's always certain athletes that give the games this personal touch for us. Let's go back to the 1994 Winter Olympics. I remember we all wanted to see the women's skating showdown between Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. Now, in 1998, it was two teenagers named Michelle and Tara. Michelle Kwan, heavily favored to leave Japan and the Olympics with that gold medal. 15-year-old Tara Lipinski was expected to bring home the silver, maybe, but in a stunning performance and an Olympic upset, young Tara Lipinski captured the gold. Michelle Kwan, who had skated an almost flawless program, was disappointed, but she was gracious. She won the silver medal that so many would love to win, but, man, you know it still had to hurt. Some of that hurt slipped out as she sent a message to her family, and TV carried it around the world. She said, "I love you, Mom and Dad, and Karen and Jimmy. I hope you still love me." Ouch. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about love, even when you lose. I hope you still love me. Well, that's not just a feeling a disappointed Olympian has felt. Many of us have had those moments when we've wondered, can you love me like this? I mean, the way I failed you or hurt you? I'm not very lovable right now. It's just a fact that a lot of love in our lives is performance love. People love us if we perform. Athletes know you're only as good as this week's game. Salespeople know a company and coworkers base your worth on this month's sales. Did you get the grades? Did you get the win? But who loves you when you lose? When you're not as young and attractive anymore? Who loves you when you've blown it? When you can't do the things that have always brought you approval? You may know all too well the sting of love that used to be there for you. The love that was supposed to always be there. But it's gone. Conditional love. There are lots of people who are willing to say, "I love you if." What your heart cries for, though, is someone who will just say, "I love you. There's nothing you can do to make me love you more. There's nothing you can do to make me love you less. I've made my choice. I love you. That will never change." Maybe you think that kind of never leave you love is impossible. Well, there really is a love you cannot lose, because it's a love you cannot earn. The undeniable proof of that love is described in our word for today from the Word of God in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, God loved us enough to sacrifice his only son for us, even though we were doing the things God hates. Maybe you've tried to earn God's love by being a good person, a religious person, a Christian person, but God says clearly that the way to begin a relationship with him is, quote, not by works. It's by his grace, the Bible says, which means undeserved love. All your goodness? It can't erase a lifetime of sinning. Sin puts us on eternity's death row. But even with all our sin garbage, totally unlovable spiritually, God sent his son to die for us, to die for you. If he didn't turn his back on you when his son was hanging on that cross for you, he will never turn his back on you. Once you put your total trust in Jesus to be your rescuer from your sin, you have his unlosable love. And on your very worst days, you can ask God, "Do you love me like this?" And he will always answer yes. This is the love your heart's been aching for all these years. He's within your reach right now. Just tell Jesus you're giving your life to him. I'd love to help you know how for sure you belong to him if you would just go to our website. That's literally why we have it, is so you can know that you belong to him. It's anewstory.com. I hope you'll go there as soon as you can today. Imagine never unloved again, never another day alone. Not because you deserve it, you can't, but because Jesus died to remove what could ever take you out of God's love. He made his move on the cross, and now it's your move.